a literal shit ton of points coming up today. So fasten your seatbelts, ladies and gentlemen. We are about to swoosh from the dawn of our existence through the funnel of the Big Bang, from abstract to concrete, through wave function collapse, through interaction vertices, through geodesic intersections, into black holes, and finally into the technocognitive singularity point, the rewinding and absolution of all things. Yesterday was a zero-point day, and today we compensate in the great balance of all things. Our first point, the first singularity at the dawn of time. Was it ever an actual point, or just the wobble and a rebound? At the very dawn of our becoming, there was but a singular force, the uniforce, a symmetric state of interaction. Then the symmetry began to break, the strong force, the color nuclear force, separated and came into being the quark gluon plasma, aka quark soup. A very cool state of existence. Still elementary subatomic particles that were too hot to form into hadrons and so on, the more concrete forms of existence. Symmetry degraded further, the electroweak separation, electromagnetism weak force came into being, and gravity took hold of things, culminating into all the so many concrete points that we have in our universe today. To our second point, the wave function collapse. Are these waves or are these particles? Is it an unstated quantum state or is it a particular condition? That is dependent on you, all right? The observer, the stator, so state your business, make a point. Third in our list of points is interaction vertices, that is where particles come to hang out and exchange qualia, the primaries of our existence, meet and interact. Wrap your head around that. Fourth in the queue, geodesic intersections, basically where typically more macro objects, composites, following their natural trajectories, meet, intersect, and collide, reconcile, etc. A relevant consideration. And the fifth point in our cosmological curiosities, black hole. Have you seen the event horizon? Is it really a hole? No, it's just a point of singularity. How does it function? Well, enter one, find out. These are all states of cognition that can be discovered. They are not mere universal curiosities somewhere out there. That's the homework for all of us psychonauts, cognitive explorers, mystics. And finally, we come to the omega point, the technological and cognitive singularity, when all knowledge is distilled into its ultimate form and all forms of knowledge are cross-referenced, reconciled, and fused. A certain cognitive ascension and dissolution happens. That is a very interesting point. So look for that point as well. Beyond that, the tip of your nose and your belly button are significant points of consideration. Stop staring myopically at the tip of your nose, look broader, and stop digging the fluff out of your belly button. The world is broader than the orbits of your navel. Snap out of it, explore the points across all of time and space and beyond. So, for today's points, that's the catering. Be well.